Highly effective individuals, families, and organizations do not really manage time. They manage self. Instead of reacting to the urgent and being caught up in the thick of thin things, effective people plan and execute according to their deepest priorities. As Stephen explains in Habit 3, they put first things first and implement this habit, which is based on the principle of personal management.
Now let's quickly review. Habit 1, be proactive, is the awareness that you are the programmer. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind, is where you write the program. Habit 3 is where you run it. In other words, you execute around it. The third habit is to put first things first. The opposite of Habit 3, to put first things first, is to put second or third things first. Or to put first things second. In a sense, you become bogged down in what is called the thick of thin things. Goethe said it this way, "Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least." Now, Habit 3, put first things first, is the test of our integrity. Can we walk by those first things? You see, in a very real sense, the second habit, begin with the end in mind, decides what the first things are. And the third habit, put first things first, is that habit of our discipline and our commitment to live by those first things. Thus, it is the habit of integrity, the habit of keeping our lives integrated. In other words, we walk our talk. That's the real challenge and the true test of our integrity and our maturity. Habit 3 would be the management principle of putting first things first, where Habit 2 is the leadership principle in deciding what the first things are. In other words, in Habit 3, you organize and execute around the priorities you decided on in Habit 2. Now, essentially, Habit 3, to put first things first, is the paradigm or way of thinking which focuses upon relationships rather than schedules. Why? Because people in relationships are the first things. And almost all people will come to that. The traditional paradigm or way of thinking in the field of time management has always dealt with time, with scheduling, with control, with efficiency. That is, doing more things faster. You see, that paradigm is focused on efficiency and control. It is called time management. You manage your time. The clock is its symbol. It drives us toward efficiency. Have you ever tried to be efficient with a loved one on a tough issue? How did it go? You ever do it with your spouse? How did it go? You ever do it with a difficult teenage situation? How did that one go? You see, right off the bat, you already know how foolish it is. But look at the paradigm that drives it. When it doesn't work, what do? We try to do it better. We try to do it more efficiently, more quickly. I had a boy one time that was into this kind of efficiency approach. He finally decided that the girl he was going with, the relationship wouldn't work out. So he put it down on his list of something to do for that day. Drop Margaret. In other words, study for this final exam, drop off this paper, then drop Margaret, then take this test in sociology. I mean, she was one of the many items. Now, because there'd been a deep feeling for each other for a period of time, he had scheduled 15 or 20 minutes for the visit. And he wanted to do it over the phone so that if she cried, she wouldn't be so embarrassed, and also that he could handle it rather dispassionately and efficiently. So he calls her up. "Hi, Margaret. How you doing? How's your test going?" "Oh, yeah, that was really a bear, and I don't know what to do about that. And what about your situation? You got two more tests, huh? You prepared for them?" "Oh, yeah." And then he looks at his watch, and he notices he used about 5 minutes in all this nice social talk. And then inwardly he said to himself, "Now I've got to get to the hard part." So he says, "Excuse me, Margaret, I kind of wanted to talk about, our relationship with each other and everything, and I just don't know if it's the way we should go. I've given a lot of thought to our relationship, and I'm sure you have as well, and I just feel like maybe it's just best that we just be friends. You know what I mean, Margaret?" "Margaret, are you there?" Now don't be offended, Margaret. I really do care for you. I just feel like that maybe a friendship would be the best way to go in the long run. She was very upset, very emotional, and he just simply had to go over to her house. But really, talk about the disruption of his schedule. You see, we try to be nice, we try to be positive, but the underlying paradigm, which is not questioned, it's just an assumption, is one of control and efficiency. That we're right and the other is wrong, and gradually you turn people into a thing. Remember again, with people, fast is slow, and slow is fast, yet as effective. We want effectiveness with people, and we want efficiency with things. People are not things. Now, the paradigm I'm trying to teach is symbolized by a compass, not a clock, and it is based upon a sense of focusing upon the first things in our lives, and they're always relationships. This is also true in business. Relationships with customers, associates, and so forth. And the essence of all effectiveness basically deals with people and with relationships. And ultimately, these are governed by a moral sense of principles, that is, of what is right and what is wrong, and of integrity around those principles. This requires all of us to be sufficiently open and humble to just get into this kind of pair of glasses, this new frame of reference, this new paradigm, this new map that is based upon relationships, not schedules, based upon principles, not values, based upon leadership first, then management, based upon a compass, and then a clock. A good practical way of doing this is to write down on a piece of paper what to you are the most important things, the first things in your life, the supremely important things. Now, we're speaking of things in a generic sense, such as people, relationships, family, health, integrity, service, and so forth. What are your first things? Just list 5 or 6. This takes real deep thinking because you have to prioritize. In fact, you may wish to even pause this program momentarily while you do this little exercise.
In my life would be my family, my health, education, and a good financial basis to operate from.
The most important things to me are my family, and not just my immediate family, but my sister and my mom that doesn't live with me, my church, my children, my husband.
First things for me are my family. I'm the youngest of 9, and no matter where I'm at in the world, just to be able to know that they're there.
Family, God, career, people, those are primary. Those always take about the top.
The first things in my life are personal and spiritual development, relationships, and work.
Okay, now continue this prioritization. And this is the toughest part of the thinking process. What do you think is number 1, then number 2, then 3, 4, 5, and so forth? One effective way is to just cut out one. What would it be? Then cut out another one until you get down to that which is most important. Another way to get at this is to answer 2 questions. Think of 1 activity that you absolutely know that if you did it superbly well and consistently would produce marvelous results in your personal or family life. Now think of one activity in your work or professional life that you know that if you did it superbly well and consistently would produce marvelous results. In other words, think of activities in your personal and your work life that help us to secure the first things you've already identified. Now that you've written down what the first things are and you've written down what is the one activity in your personal and in your work life that you absolutely know that if you did it superbly well, you would produce marvelous results, study that. Most of you put down in your first things your family, your loved ones. I know you did. I've done this all over the world, and that's what most people put down. You'll also find that you also wrote down about the same activities that would produce marvelous results. You'd focus on preparation, on prevention, on value clarification, on planning, on relationship building, on deep communication with the key people in your lives. You may have used different words, but the underlying meanings are almost always the same, everywhere. The point that we're trying to get across here is that we shift to this new paradigm, which is a way of thinking based upon principles and relationships, rather than things and schedules. In other words, based on leadership first, then management. Based on relationships first, then schedules. Based upon a compass, then a clock.